Photos, Biden's Shelter for Migrants features board games, soccer balls. By John Binder on April 25, 2021. One of many of President Joe Biden's migrant youth shelters, which the administration is setting up around the country, features board games, a mini soccer field, and books for those who recently arrived at the United States-Mexico border. Last week, Biden administration officials toured the Long Beach Convention Center, which has been turned into a shelter for unaccompanied alien children, UACs, along with Long Beach City officials. The shelter, the administration has said, will hold up to 1,000 UACs. Providing unaccompanied children a safe, healthy place is both our legal and moral obligation. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Xavier Becerra told the media. While the work has only begun, we're on the right path with reliable partners to get this done right. Photos from inside the shelter show UACs have access to a donated collection of children's books, including Vice President Kamala Harris's Superheroes Are Everywhere. Other books provided to UACs at the shelter include All Are Welcome, which highlights diversity and inclusion, as well as a children's picture book about the city of Lima, Peru. UACs will also receive shoes and basic necessities such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, and a comb. Portions of the shelter offer stuffed animals, board games, a mini soccer field, life-size Jenga games, and hula hoops for play. One table in the shelter shows an assortment of crayons, coloring books, frisbees, and soccer balls that UACs will be able to choose from. The UAC shelters are just one part of the Biden administration fast-tracking border crossers into the U.S. interior. The administration is also spending $86 million in taxpayer funds on hotel rooms for border crossers, an expenditure that is costing Americans about $72,000 per border crosser. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.